Welcome back to another episode of the Bleacher Boys. An impromptu episode, I guess you could call it. We usually record on Thursdays. We haven't for a while. We were on a little break. But now since baseball is back, we haven't had an episode since baseball was back. So congrats to that. And now we're back. And today we want to talk about, obviously, the biggest news of all, the trade that just happened between the Minnesota Twins and the Yankees. Last night, I was chilling in my bed, you know, just like, it was like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. I don't know why I was up. I was just like scrolling my phone. Jeff Passenbaum, the Yankees are acquiring Josh Donaldson out of nowhere. My first reaction, I was like, what the fuck? That just came out of left field with no idea. Like, I literally didn't know how to react. I don't know about you, but what was your first reaction?
I was on Twitter, like, just earlier in the day, and then I was off Twitter for, like, 2 hours, and in those 2 hours, everything went down. The first thing I saw was Gary Sanchez gone, and I was sad, but at the same time, I was like, okay, maybe we got, you know, something, you know, good, or maybe this is interesting. Initial reaction to seeing Josh Donaldson, I was like, what is that move? Like, I just don't understand. And then I got even more upset when I saw that the Yankees are taking on $50 million of his contract and that they're paying him, like, what is it, like 25, 26 or 27 million next year. So there's no way he plays for us in, you know, next year. Yeah, kind of confused, to be honest with you, is the first reaction. And then that followed by anger.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Yeah. Like, this is just not what we needed.
Go for it.
Like, he does fill the roster spot, but in no way is that the type of person we wanted. And this really just shows that they're just waiting on a prospect. I mean, that's got to be what this is. Unless they're going to do, like, a one-year deal with Correa, which I think is out the window. So I guess they're going to wait on Volpe or Peraza, which is, like, that's a really risky bet. That's like putting all your chips on one bet, really. I don't know.
I agree. I mean, they get, along with Donaldson, they get IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who's going to play shortstop, who's going to be the opening day Yankee shortstop. And on top of that, we get catcher Ben Rortvedt, I think is his name. A lefty hitting catcher, defensive first catcher. Apparently he's going to split time with Higgy behind the plate there. But honestly, IKF, I don't know how to feel about it. Like, he has potential. He has speed. He hits for contact. Not much power, but like, his potential is there. His WAR is around 3 each year. He won the Gold Glove at third base in 2020. He won
wait,
it over Gio.
Wait. What did I you guess, say? Like, where did he win the Gold Glove?
At third base.
Okay. Interesting.
And they're gonna move him over to short. Obviously, that's the Yankee way. But I don't know. Like, he has potential. I can talk myself into it. I can get excited about IKF, but I feel like, first of all, you know how Correa and Story and Seager, they were all out there. This was a historic shortstop free agent pool. We don't hit on those, and we decide to go with IKF, but, like, couldn't we just have kept Tyler Wade or Andrew Velasquez if we're doing this stopgap type thing? Like, I know IKF has more potential than them, but you know what you're getting with Tyler Wade and even Velasquez. Speed, contact, defensive first guys. I don't know. And then we decided to take on Donaldson's $50 million contract on top of it.
Yeah.
To get rid of Urshela and Gary, who are on smaller contracts, given Donaldson's a little better than them, but still, this is just a confusing move.
Yeah, I totally agree. And one thing that kind of justifies it, and also was, like, my third thought about this trade, was, okay, Josh Donaldson is the spark guy, and he is, you know, he's a big club, you know, in-your-face guy, which is what we've been saying for a while. But I thought that we were going to get a superstar and that. I didn't think we were just going to get a washed-up 36-year-old. And obviously, you know, in 2 months, you can play back that clip of me saying that. And, you know, Josh Donaldson is, you know, he's now at, like, 15 home runs. He has 40 RBIs. You know, he's played decent amount of games, and I look really stupid. But if you're looking at it from, from the perspective of, you know, filling needs and filling up a lineup that, that, you know, needs to be championship ready because we have a closing window. I don't know if this is your guy. And it's another right-handed hitter with swing and miss. So it's just like, yeah, you got the Kiner Falefa who's an average guy, who's a speed guy, who's a defense guy. But at the same time, like, what does this really make us better? Or to go a step further than that, does this make us a championship caliber team?
The answer to that is probably no right now, unless they add a big first base for a big lefty bat at first base. I do disagree with you that Donaldson's washed up. I think he could still be a really good player on the field if he's healthy. Health is a huge issue with him. He's missed a lot of games, except last year he played around 130 games, I think. But if he's on the field, I like the move. It's just a lot of money and you're counting on a 36-year-old when we should be getting younger, athletic, more athletic. And the things Cashman was talking about after the season, I feel like he really didn't hit on those points, you know? Like, he didn't.
So
he filled a need and then, like, created a lot of other question marks, you know? It's like, it's just so confusing.
I really wonder if they were really, really set on Olsen or Correa or one of the big guys, and then the prospect package was just too much for them. That I honestly think that's a thing. Because, and I think this was their second option.
That definitely is. Because,
like, there's no way that this was their go-to first move. Like, they've been silent for months now.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that they were going for Correa. Correa wanted too much money. I think they looked, I don't even know about Story, but I think they looked at Olsen. The A's asked for probably Volpe, Peraza. They probably asked for everyone, considering what the Braves gave them. Yankees probably said no. And that's where we are now. So then you have to consider, so who's playing first now? Do you have you re-signing Rizzo? Because now Olsen's off the table. I don't think Yankees are going to pay big money for Freeman. And you got to think, is Glaber a trading piece or is Void a trading piece? Because now you have a crowded infield with, you know, big question marks on the left side. So,
yeah. It just, like, last night, thinking about this trade, I kept going in circles, like, maybe this is what they're trying to do, this is what they're trying to do, but, like, at the end of the day, we don't know what Cashman's trying to do. Like, this came out of left field, he might have something up his sleeve. What do you think about Rizzo coming back? Like, I wouldn't mind it, it just, like, we're not that different from last year, and that's
no,
big
yeah,
problem.
I actually do like Rizzo a lot, and I think he's definitely the cheap option, maybe get him for, like, 2 or 3 years for, like, I don't know, maybe 30 mil, you think, maybe a little more.
Probably a little bit more.
But I mean, yeah, that's
15
the thing
to 20
is
mil, though.
We as Yankee fans, we've been saying for so long, we want something different, we want something new. And this is kind of similar to last year in that we tried Corey Kluber, veteran that was hurt, you know, and we tried that out. We tried it out with a couple of guys. Tyone kind of played out okay, you know, he had a really good stretch where he was like best pitcher in the AL for a while. And I feel like we're doing this. I feel like this is deja vu. We're doing the same thing again, which is going for, you know, older guys that we have no idea how it's going to pan out. So you're putting this whole season on the, you know, if this pans out or not. And I think you really are hurting yourself with the $50 million. I think that's a really shitty decision. Unless there's some trick that we don't know, which there could well be, but looking at it from just right now,
to give them credit though,
look good.
Yeah, and I agree, but to give them a little bit of credit, they are moving on from Gio and Gary. Gary's been around since 2017. If you guys know Bleacher Boys, you guys know how much I love Gary. I will dearly miss the guy. And same with Gio. That's Isaac's guy. Gio has been on Isaac's fantasy team for the last 2-3 years, I feel like. But no, honestly, like, they are moving on from those guys, and they are making a change, kind of. And the team will look a little different in terms of players. But the type of team we have, like, the construction of the team is not that different.
Do you want to give, like, a quick, like, goodbye to Gio and Gary, maybe? Or do you want to give a, you know, a quick summary of their careers?
I mean, Gary, he came up in 2016. That's 6 years ago. That's crazy. It's hard to believe. Gary, he's like the start of the baby bomber era. You know, he came up first before anyone. Replaces McCann, I remember, and then Judge and Tyler Austin come up thereafter. But Gary, I loved Gary from the get go. I don't know what all the hate was all about. I know he was bad on defense. I know he was really hard to watch sometimes at the plate too. But he's so cute, man. Also, like, come on, like, we're missing a lot of. I know John Boy said this in his episode in Talking Yanks. We're missing a lot of cuteness in this. We're letting go of a lot of cuteness in this trade, and that sucks.
But the other thing is maybe that's a good thing. Like, and I'm not saying okay. Obviously, that's a joke.
Were we too cute?
Maybe. Obviously, it's low key. Obviously, it's like a joke. Like, oh yeah, we're missing a lot of cuteness. But like, maybe we need some like super serious, fiery people. Like that. That's what, another thing I've been hearing people saying is like, maybe the Yankees players are just all too nice, too professional, too straight line. They're not like, you know, they're not like out there to get you if you, you know, come up and into them. Like, you think like DJ LeMahieu is like staring you down if you come slightly in on him? No. Josh Donaldson, if you get with
Correa would have been nice.
Yeah, but Correa also probably wanted like $360 million, and the Yankees should not, definitely not do that unless they're already, you know, ready to give away the whole prospect list. So yeah, I
see, that's where I disagree though. Like they could have signed one of the big shortstops and still relied on Volpe and Peraza to come up and play second or third. Or
so then you, but so then you're,
I don't
getting
know if the story.
So
story can move over to third.
Glaber, and then your question mark for DJ, and that
they're basically giving up on Greg. That question mark still stands right now with IKF as a shortstop. So
yeah, but I mean the question is, what do you do with Glaber then? Because you have too many infielders right now. So where's Glaber? Is Glaber a trade piece?
I'd play Glaber at second.
So where does DJ play?
I play Glaber at second. DJ's everywhere.
So he's not an everyday player anymore.
He'll play 5 days a week. Donaldson's left.
So Donaldson's okay.
Glaber's going to need
so
days
basically
off. Switch
we're
out
taking 36-year-old Donaldson and
you're
going to
have a rotation
him with and replacing him with LeMahieu because LeMahieu had like one bad season, or like, what's the I don't understand the logic there.
I'm not saying replace him. If you have on Monday DJ plays third for Donaldson. On Tuesday, he plays second for Glaber. Give those two guys off days. Give your first baseman off day on Wednesday, and then have DH rotating spot with Giancarlo playing left and
Yankees,
Donaldson DHing.
Yeah, I get it. This is this Yankees bullshit. Like, this is like, I just don't like that, and I don't think it works for players. Like, I think some of the reasons why LeMahieu, obviously there's could be many factors, but why he struggles because he's moving around all the time, and he's comfortable at second. I think he's like, we can see how much more comfortable he is at second. But you can't just use three out of the four infielders as utility players. Like, that's just not like.
They're not utility guys. They're just getting one day off in a week. So are you saying trade Glaber?
I mean, I think that's the best option. I think you trade Glaber or Voit for a big time pitcher, and then if you don't sign Rizzo, I guess you put DJ at first, so then DJ is your first baseman. But I think that's a big F you to DJ.
That's your ideal. That's your ideal.
That's not
infield?
My ideal. Nothing's ideal.
Okay, well, what would you do?
What would I do?
I would go out there and get Rizzo or Freeman. Obviously, that would be the best scenario. But then not trade Glaber or DJ. I think you can have those five. There's going to be injuries. And Donaldson's not staying healthy for a full year at 36 at third base.
But if he is healthy, and if DJ's healthy and Glaber's healthy, then you're not. No one's getting like.
Then that's a great problem to have.
I don't know if that is.
If we have too many good players,
no, because that fucks up that because that's gonna fuck up Glaber's trade value. Like if there's one thing we know about Glaber, it's he's a mental case.
Glaber's their second baseman.
I think DJ should be. I don't know. And also, you can't just play Glaber like 3 days a week and expect him like a young player like that to, you know, have consistent results.
I'm playing him like 6 days a week. Maybe one more DH day. Five at second and one at DH.
I don't know. I don't think that works. I really don't think that works for Glaber. I think Glaber needs to be playing every day.
He's playing every day.
So then DJ's
one game off
not
a week is
every
still
day.
Every day.
If you have Rizzo.
No, he's not playing every day. He's playing first, second, and third, and DH.
I don't know. I don't like it. I just don't like that structure. And I don't like that for DJ at all. I just really don't like that.
That's not going to last.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the problem of not knowing where to play DJ every day than having Donaldson hurt, and then we're screwed with DJ at first, trying to call up a third baseman, trying to call up a first baseman. We're going to need depth. By the way, we don't have a fucking bench right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Cash is figuring that out. But we don't have anything there right now. What do you think about IKF?
I mean, it was pretty funny last night. I was watching the John Boy Live thing, and they were going over IKF highlights, and they couldn't find a single highlight of him at short that was, like, you know, a good highlight.
He was like, oh, no, he was playing second.
Yeah. I mean, he's not really much of a hitter from what I've seen, but I think it's a good thing. I think he's a solid bench player, 2 to 3 times a week player. Like, I do not think he should be the everyday starting shortstop for the New York Yankees, but the reality is that he is now. Unless they pull something out of their ass that I've, you know. And the other thing they could be doing is they could be waiting to see how Volpe does this year, you know. I don't know how much control they have of IKF. Yeah. I don't know the years that they have on him.
I don't either.
Yeah. I mean, he's a defensive player, which is great, because we definitely have enough bats. But I don't.
Do we have enough bats?
I mean, we should.
That was our week.
I mean, if everyone hits.
We have a lot of names.
We have a lot of big names, I should say. Yeah, that's true. And there's so many question marks, too. I mean, center field, which Brian Cashman said was a main talking point in the offseason, they still haven't really addressed. I mean, I guess we're just going with Hicks then, who's a massive question mark after his wrist injury. You have no idea how someone rebounds.
We have way too many question marks.
Yeah, and that's why this trade doesn't make any goddamn sense, because this opened up like 3 question marks. Like, we had a couple and now we have a bunch. So that's why I really don't understand this trade. And, you know, if it pans out, great, but if it doesn't, it's really bad look for Brian Cashman. I really stand by that.
Yeah, IKF has 2 years in his deal, or he's under control for 2 more years. At the end of next season, he's an unrestricted free agent. But yeah, I mean, this trade does, right now on the field, make the Yankees better than they were with Gary Sanchez and Gio Urshela. And WAR backs it up.
Yeah, I know. Gio Urshela, WRC Gio plus Urshela was like projection 0.6, and Donaldson's like a 3. I get it, but.
It backs it up, but the thing is, also, if you look at it from a positive view, we did get Donaldson, who's a elite hitter still, if he's on the field, and IKF, who has potential for 2 guys without giving up prospects, for 2 guys that were at the end of their Yankee tenure.
Yeah,
you could say. So, I mean, it is what it is. The money there, it's. You know what I saw today? That we got Donaldson. We're paying him $22 million next year, and we passed on Harper for like $25 million per year a couple years ago. Imagine that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of what ifs, but that one hurt.
I just think that's so overpriced, and everyone does. It's you know, I'm not saying anything that no one's thinking right now,
It was a salary dump by the Twins.
How do we let the Twins do that to? Like, we're the team that does that to other teams. That's the thing I don't understand.
They dumped Donaldson, and now they're going after Trevor Story. Like, that's what we should be doing. Dumping old guys and getting the prime superstars.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah. It really, and you know, I guess the Yankees just really wanted IKF, because I guess they're like,
they're paying a lot of money to get IKF, and basically.
We don't really know if the target was IKF or the target was Donaldson. Like, I mean, I'm going to assume the target was IKF and they added Donaldson because we wanted IKF. But then there brings the question, why the fuck do we want IKF that bad? Like, why? Like,
yeah,
why?
That's a great fucking question. Holy shit. Yeah. I mean, I saw Cashman's interview today. He goes, we talked to the Rangers about IKF, and we struck out there. And then things changed when you went to the Twins a couple days ago. And then that that opened up talks. Like, it sounds like he was going after IKF, like this man was Gerrit Cole a couple years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So why the hell are we taking on $50 million for this guy? He better be like the next Derek Jeter. Like, he better be insane.
And who knows? He could break out. Like, it could be like a Didi situation where we didn't know what Didi was about.
That's true.
And then he turned out to be a great Yankee. But still, it's just so
confusing. It just all seems so risky and so not... I don't know what the opposite of risk-averse is.
Unstable.
The opposite of risk-averse. I guess risky. That's kind of a dumb thing to say.
Risky, yeah. Just take out the averse.
There you go. It just seems reckless.
What about the catching situation? Yeah, reckless. That's a good word to describe this, reckless. What do you think about the catching situation? Now, Higgy, you guys have to stop. Yankee fans have to stop overhyping Higgy. Higgy is such a bad hitter. Like, terrible, terrible hitter. He has pop once in a while, yes, but he's a very bad hitter.
You're just saying that because everyone would get pissed at Gary Sanchez when Higgy would do well, and you're honestly a Higgy hater. Like, I'm not going to lie, you're a Higgy hater. Like,
I think I'm a valid Higgy. Like, Higgy is so fucking bad.
The reason you're a Higgy hater is because of Gary Sanchez, because you love Gary so much that people were calling for Higgy to play more when he had, like, that two home run game, and you would be like, Higgy sucks. I mean, watching him hit home runs, like, come on. Like,
dude,
he's a very good backup catcher.
Dude, listen, okay, thank you, backup catcher. I agree with you. He's a good backup catcher, but he's about to be our starting catcher. He hit 181, my guy. And then he has no power. Like, don't talk to me about Gary's 200 with, like, 30 bombs. Oh, I can't believe he's OPS plus of 71.
Also,
he's 30% below league average.
Can I just
average.
Say, does Higgy, Come on. Like, does his defensive metrics, like, are they that good? Because I remember a lot of times Higgy met.
Oh,
like,
thank you. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
No,
thank
no,
you.
No. I'm not. I like Higgy, but, like, I just remember a bunch of games where there was calls to string up Gary Sanchez, and then Higgy started the game after that, and he made, like, three errors behind the plate, and I was just like, what?
I remember that.
Like, he made, like, a throwing error, and he had, like, three pass balls. Like, what are his, like, defensive metrics? Maybe we should look that up.
Maybe you could look that up, but also we got Ben Rortfett in this
Big
trade.
Name. Huge name.
He's jacked,
Huge
by the way.
Name.
That's a good name, yeah. Ben Rortfett, he's a lefty hitting catcher, as I said before. Apparently, he has some potential. The Yankees love him. Tyler Swanson, the Yankees catching coach, worked with the Twins, knows him well, pushed to get him. So I don't know. Like, I know nothing about this guy, so I really can't say anything. But from what it sounds like, he's not a starting caliber catcher yet, and I don't know. There's splitting time, lefty and righty, but I'm going to miss Gary. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm miss Gary, too, but...
And, like, when you're pitching to a lineup, like, even if Gary's struggling and he's hitting 200, he's still Gary Sanchez. Like, you're scared to pitch to him. Like, at any moment, he can go yard. Higgy, are you kidding me? That's an automatic out at the bottom of the lineup. Like, that's just a black hole now.
So is the catcher they got, though. Like, come on. Like, it's...
Yeah, both of them. Like, we...
Yeah, and there's no way they're getting... They're going to... Like, who else can they even trade for at the catcher position? Like, they're going to trade Luke Voigt for, like, who? Like who even, like, is out there?
The only person I could think of is
Sean Murphy
from the A's.
And I mean, to be honest...
He's all right.
The A's are clearing out, and they do need a first baseman. So, never say never, but Luke Voigt to the A's for Sean Murphy could be a thing. But then why did you just get the catcher then? You know? Like, why do you...
There's so many whys.
Yeah.
Another question for you, dude. There's been rumors going around. It's only from Yankee Twitter fans. This is not like an official reporter or rumor or anything. But there's a rumor going around that the Yankees should be interested in acquiring Joey Votto from the Reds, along with, like, a pitcher, Tyler Mahle or Luis Castillo.
Yeah, I saw that. No,
what do you think about that?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Do you think it's,
like,
they
should
do that?
Like, in all honesty...
Would you be excited if it happened?
That's a loaded question. Would I be excited? I mean,
like,
yeah, I would be excited.
Would your reaction be like, let's go?
You're
like, fuck, man, why are we doing this again?
I mean, it's another veteran late into his career that could be prone to injury. Like, that's just, like, you're doubling down on the injury, the old veteran injury thing. Mm-hmm. And a team that's already kind of old, I think that'd be a poor move, to be honest with you.
I'm interested in the pitchers, though. Luis Castillo would be fucking nice. Holy shit.
Yeah, but they're not gonna give him away for a bag of peanuts. It's gonna
the only reason
you know,
they'd be giving him up
them.
Is if we take on Joey Votto's contract and some prospects.
Exactly, and who are the Reds are rebuilding? If I'm correct about that,
they're rebuilding,
so they
definitely.
Would probably ask for a top 10, if not two top 10.
I don't think so. And not if we're taking on Votto. Votto has a massive contract attached to him.
Oh great, yeah. Let's keep adding money onto our salary cap, even though we're not even getting like superstar players. Let's keep adding on to that. Yeah. That's a good idea.
It's the Yankees.
So glad we don't have to talk about. To be honest, though, this is like 100 times better than talking about the freaking luxury tax threshold
and
like,
lockout stuff. You don't miss the lockout stuff at all?
Not at all. I don't want to talk about it. I don't care. I'm just glad we have real baseball news to handle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So, I mean, right now we got Gallo in left, Hicks in center. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. My camera's just having some troubles.
Okay. Gallo in left, Hicks in center, Judge in right. As of right now, what do you have? Void at first or DJ at first?
I have Rizzo at first.
No. Right now. Right roster right now. We haven't signed him.
Well, tough question. I think it's DJ because I think Yankees just paid for DJ, and why the hell would you put him on the bench after paying him all that money after he led the team basically for the last two seasons.
So you got DJ at first, Glaber at second, you got IKF at short, you got Donaldson.
Well, actually, no. You made that assumption that I have Glaber at second. If this was
no,
my
the Yankees
world,
would not. Okay.
Trade Glaber? You don't think so?
No. They could. I'm just saying, if opening day was tomorrow, I'm just making a lineup.
Yeah, okay. Well, if opening day was tomorrow, I guess I'd go DJ second, Voit first, IKF short, Donaldson third, Hicks center, I guess Stanton left, Judge right, and then I guess Voit DH.
So Gallo's gone and Torres is gone.
Oh, no, sorry. I forgot about Gallo. So Gallo would be left, and then DH would be Stanton. So I guess Voit and Glaber are gone, yeah.
Okay, and who's catching?
What's his name again? The guy who
Benny?
Just
Benny J?
Benny. We'll call him Benny.
It's Benny R.
Oh, Benny J.
Benny R. Benny R. No, don't you
Benny
even
R.
give me worse nightmares.
I mean, if you're listening, Benny J, he got a cannon, so.
Benny J, you're a Batman. I'll give you that. You're stick
Let's
up
go.
There. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad baseball's back, too. Hopefully, things start rolling. I need to see another move from Cashman. Like, this is not a pitching side. We also need...
If this... Let me just say something. If this is it...
No, it's not.
I will be angry. If this is it, I know it's probably not, but if this is it, I will be a pissed off Yankees fan. And everyone's going to say, oh, you're spoiled for... You know, you still got trades. You still got... You got the former MVP. Like, I'm going to be pissed if this is it.
Yeah, so, I think so will
that's all
a lot
I'm
of
Yankee
fans. We still need another starter or two. Bullpen seems set. It would be nice if they got another arm. I doubt they would do that. We need a whole bench, too. So, Guardy needs to come back. A lot of things need to happen, but it's a sad day in Yankee baseball, I feel like. I mean, the more that I sit on this, I'm starting to like Donaldson a lot more. Like, as Donaldson alone, I'm fine with, like, I can root for him and, like, it's probably going to be fun watching him play. But just, like, the logistics of the trade, it just doesn't make sense. So, that's where I'm coming from. I'm still confused. Hopefully, it all makes sense with... But, you know, Freddie Freeman might be going to the Blue Jays, and that pisses me off.
I mean, the Blue Jays have Gosman, too, now. They are scary. And they have the same lineup. I'd say
Manoa.
Yankees are third best team.
They are. Like,
in their division right now.
Yeah, they are. Maybe even fourth.
I think it's Blue Jays, Red Sox, Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, you can never count out the Rays.
I think, yeah, Rays are always filthy for no reason.
I mean, come on. They've closed the gap. I think it's time to take it back, to be honest with you. But if the Blue Jays get Freddie Freeman, that is just the scariest lineup I've ever heard of.
Wait, where does I don't understand that though. Where would Vladdy play then?
Third,
he can't
third,
play third.
Third.
He
Dude, did you
he's
see?
Bad.
He changed his bio from Blue Jays first baseman to Blue Jays third baseman today.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Instagram bio.
Maybe he knows something that we don't.
Well, he's probably just trying to stir the pot. But still, if the Yankees out here getting Donaldson and IKF while watching other teams get superstar shortstops and superstar first basemen, it's not a great look, dude. It's just terrible.
It's the Mets, too. The Mets are tearing it up in free agency.
Yes, I know. Like, Yankees are just sitting on their asses and watching this happen. Like, their desire to win is just not at the same level as the other teams.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they're gonna re-sign Judge, or maybe they're not. Who knows what they're gonna do? Maybe they're just gonna rebuild around Anthony Volpe. Maybe that's what they're gonna do.
I mean, they keep surprising
us. Maybe that's their
us.
Plan
they,
here.
They, I don't know what they're gonna do.
They build up around Jonathan Loaisiga and Anthony Volpe. That's the whole team.
It's a good start to a rebuild, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
No Judge, no Stan.
No, fuck.
Get rid of all of them.
They're too big and they strike out too much. Okay.
Facts.
Okay, next week. You're going to Fort Lauderdale. That's where you're going tomorrow.
Yes.
That's, I believe, a little northern part of Florida, I may say. Or a little south.
You're so wrong. It's next to Miami.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I was just testing you on where you... I just needed to know if you knew where you were going to make sure you wouldn't get lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you.
So,
thank
Fort Lauderdale
that.
Tomorrow, Isaac Springer is on his way. If you guys want to see him, he'll be there. He'll do a meet and greet with you guys, shake your hands. Shaking hands, licking babies, that's his favorite line.
Yep.
And so, how long are you there for?
Until next Saturday, and then I go back. But if there is any crazy news, I will hop on the FaceTime, and we'll try to do a little record sesh, or I'll be a call-in, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll work something out if there's any big Yankees news.
Yeah, you'll definitely do a call-in if anything happens. I wish we got... What was that?
Passing?
That's actually fun. I wish we got our instant reaction on this trade because it was a little different from what my opinions on it are now. But... it was 3 a.m. I couldn't record. So next time Yankees do anything, and hopefully it's soon, we will be right on the camera recording. Hopefully I get this out very soon. So next week you can record Thursday. We got to start doing like predictions. Start getting excited now. Opening day is around the corner.
Yeah, we got to gear up.
Yeah.
This trade kind of made me less excited, I'm not going to lie.
Are you serious?
A little bit, yeah.
We're 3 days away from the first spring training game, so... Get excited.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let us know what you guys think of the trade. If people listen to this episode, please comment and like and do all this good stuff. Helps us grow, to be honest with you, because we're not really growing right now. But we'll keep chatting. We'll keep talking.
Kind of our fault, too, though.
Yeah, we're kind of getting complacent with the 3,000 followers, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get back on the grind. The season starts. Isaac will get excited soon. He'll get hype. And yeah, we'll be back. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Peace.
Peace out.